Really, the reason that they are starting to overwinter somewhat more frequently goes along with these warmer summers and the opportunity for us to get deeper drying into those deep organic moss layers that underlie the forest and the tundra. And that's the key. So if the fire can get deeply embedded into those organic peaty kind of duff materials, they can just hide out.
The boreal forest, also known as taiga, is the largest terrestrial biome on the planet. And thanks to climate warming, this ecosystem is becoming increasingly vulnerable to wildfire. That's significant because estimates show at least one-third of the world's terrestrial carbon is stored in these forests, in the trees, in the soil, in the understory plants. And when it all burns, this carbon is released to the atmosphere as carbon dioxide, a potent greenhouse gas. Jant says the increasing prevalence of zombie fires could challenge fire and land managers who are already struggling to find ways to bolster thin budgets.
So the time of year they might begin to pop up in early spring is often really early, where fire crews are still being hired, trained, and there's not many aircraft on contract yet. And and firefighters are aware that a fire, if it's been smoldering all winter, it may have burned very deep into the ground, and it could be hard to dig it out and extinguish it.
In the last two fire seasons, other parts of the world dominated by boreal forest have also seen overwintering fires. And Jant says that may be where some of her research goes next.
So when we start looking at Siberia and Eurasia, that's going to be really interesting because these overwintering fires seem to have been a really important contributor to that really awesome fire season, awesome in a bad way, that Siberia had in 2020. You know, did you hear about that? They burned 35 million acres. I mean, can you wrap your head around that? Oregon thought they had a bad season in 2020. It was less than a million acres burned. So, I mean, 35 million is amazing.
Fires that overwintered started popping up again last spring, contributing to another intense fire season in Siberia this past year. Jant says there's no doubt much of this change in the fire environment is due to a changing climate. From a science perspective, she says it's an exciting time to be a fire ecologist.
It's just because it's so astounding to be able to measure it over your one person's career.
She says the way these fires are burning has a transformative effect on everything, from the topography to the plants that return once the fire's finally out. What if that fire is never entirely extinguished? Could zombie fires turn more vampiric, like Dracula draining the life from forests to sustain the flames forever? It's unlikely if firefighters like Rod Dow keep their chainsaws sharpened, their certifications current, and there's funding in the budget to go around. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Emily Schwing.